We are back here on In Focus News Radio. Okay, man, going to jump right into things here with our next segment. We're talking this time around Manhattan Lions Club. They have their pancake feed with the Kansas Quality Woodworkers Arts and Crafts Show, and that's happening this Saturday. Joining us in studio, we have Dave Schaefer, who is the Lions Club president, and we've also got Doug Tippett in studio as well. Good to have you guys both in here.
Thank you.
So it is coming up here this Saturday. Let's talk a little bit about what all this encompasses here.
Well, historically, we at least others have told me that we've done this for over 50 years, so it's a tradition. But we have pancakes, we have a couple of selections of sausage, and an opportunity to purchase an egg extra if you'd like to have and personally cooked. We have a couple of other things that are going to happen with the Lions Pancake Feed that we will offer the services of vision screening for children, several of our members, and we have a machine that will evaluate at least initially how their eyesight is doing. And over the last year, I think our team went to many surrounding schools and screened about 3,400 children, elementary age and younger usually, and we found about 8% of them needed some vision help. And so this is a good service we provide and can be done from 9 to about 11:30 that morning. We've also invited the fire department to bring old engine number one for rides for children and families, starting about 9 o'clock in the morning. So those are a couple side things, and then we'll let Doug talk about the Kansas Quality Woodworkers show.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Okay, yes, Kansas Quality Woodworkers Association has been in operation now for 26 years, and we want to thank the Lions Club for allowing us to exhibit some of our products. We have quite a bit of wood that'll be on display. We have two wood turners coming from Salina and Lenexa. We have two that do scroll sawing, and then we have some other things also besides the wood. We have a couple of people selling jewelry, fiber art. We have some folks that do some sewing of aprons and blankets and that type of thing. And we will have two chairs on display that are made by two of our members. So we've got a nice variety of things for people to look at and to shop.
And this is, again, a fundraiser here, this this whole event for the Lions Club. Is this kind of your biggest fundraiser of the year?
Yes, it is, and it goes towards some of the operation of the vision screening. It provides glasses and eye exams for people that are a little bit low on their resources, and that's done through Shepherd's Crossing. We sponsor a couple of the ball team, youth ball teams during the summer. We have quite a list of things that are supported through the money that we raise with this, and we also have a biscuit and gravy feed in early February.
I remember that. Yeah. I think we got some delivered here even that day.
Yeah, okay.
That's great. And this is all happening, by the way, at Potter Hall in Seacole Park, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Saturday. Tell us a little bit more about just kind of the community aspect of being a member of the Lions Club. When did you become a Lion, first of all, and why?
Well, actually, I had a counterpart on a two-year assignment in India 50 years ago that K-State had me there on. And my counterpart, Indian-born, and at the university I was working at, was a big proponent of Lionism there and was a member and eventually became a higher up in the Indian. Lionism worldwide is the largest service club in the world. It originated in 1917 in Chicago and through Helen Keller, who might be a recognizable name, who was both blind and deaf, but a very strong advocate for those that had those disabilities, spoke to the club and challenged them to get involved with helping people who had vision impairments. And consequently, we've been at that for 100 years as a main focus of our club, but we do a bunch of other community things.
Great. And Doug, I'm guessing you're with the Kansas Quality Woodworkers Association. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit more about your organization.
Okay, like I mentioned earlier, we've been in business 26 years. We meet monthly and have a program every month dealing with woodworking topics. I'd like to mention a project that we started a year ago. We have a shop where we can make items, and we make wooden toys for the breadbasket in the crisis center. And next month, November, we'll be making some more. And those are always fun to make. And I think all the young people hopefully enjoy those. So that's been a really good project for us. We also take some field trips. We visit cabinet shops and various woodworkers' shops. So it's a fun group to be with.
Yeah, two great organizations coming together, as they do here each year, to put on this great event. And if people want to get tickets, how do they go about doing that?
Well, any Lions Club member should have some tickets available or can get them. They will be available at the door. It's nice to have them ahead. It goes through the line a little faster if we don't have to do too much money changing, shall we say. But I'd like to add a couple of things here that we'll have probably 40 to 45 of our members also from the other club in town, the Sunflower Lions Club. And we have a few 4-H'ers, one being my granddaughter, and a couple of others that are likely to help. Plus, we have a new college club started that's called the Omega Leos Club on K-State campus. And several of those energetic young people are likely to be helping with us, too. So we appreciate all of that.
All right. What's the cost for tickets? I don't think I've got that yet.
We haven't gotten to that. For adults, it's $6. Now, if you wanted to buy additional sausages or the eggs would be 50 cents additional. And I think each sausage would be 25 cents. But the basic adult price is $6. For children 5 to 10, I think we have $3 on that, and those under 5 would be free.
All right, and I know things like this take a lot of help. As I mentioned, mm-hmm. volunteers. What about donations? Have you had people donate to you here?
We do have several sponsors, and I don't know that I'll remember all of them.
Sure.
But for the sausages, Smithfield Company in Junction City donates. Early Edition here in town donates some, and Manhattan Meat Market donate some of the sausage items. And Hy-Vee has donated the orange drink, and we have a few cash donations as well from a couple of sources. So we appreciate all of that help and try to have a good day. The one thing we ran into on this year's event, originally the K-State football game was scheduled for Thursday night when we set the date and the place,
yeah.
And then TV changed that. So we were really worried about an 11 o'clock game because it'd be right on top of things. Well, even the 1:30 is not the best, but it's good. And most people can get there early and eat their pancakes and get to whatever they need to do at the game. So we hope that'll all work out.
But
keep us in mind, though.
Absolutely. What a great tailgate option. You can have breakfast.
Absolutely.
Take it with you here. Do you have a lot of people take it to go? Or
We do deliver some of our car dealership sponsors that purchase a block of tickets and a couple of other instances. But we can't get strung out too far. We don't have enough people.
Yeah, sure. Well, and you're not that far from the game. If you go out to Segal Park, just plan ahead. Go out to Segal Park, go to the Pancake Feed, head over to the game afterward and tailgate, whatever you want to do.
Well, one other thing I should mention, and John Jobes has been in from the 4-H extension, and the 4-H'ers have a large garage sale right adjoining Powder Fall or at Reith Hall.
That's right.
So you can do double duty on that too.
So all kinds of good community events you can support there. That's going to be a big day, big busy day over there at Seco Park in Powder Fall. Again, it's the Manhattan Lions Club Pancake Feed with the Kansas Quality Woodworkers Arts and Crafts Show this Saturday here from 7 to 1 p.m. How long have you guys been involved with doing this program on Saturday?
Well, I've been involved about 10 years, chairing it with J. Lester Hooper, long time Lion member. And but as we said early, I guess, I think they've been doing it as a club for over 50 years.
Right. And Doug, how long have you been involved?
Well, I was a charter member of the Woodworkers Club, and like I can mention it, 26 years. And we've had a show with the Lions Club almost all that period of time. So it's been a real nice thing. Appreciate the opportunity to work with the Lions.
Yeah. I've been seeing the signs up around town. It's a lot of people getting excited for this. Again, Saturday, 7 to 1, Powder Fall, Seco Park. Well, thanks, guys, and I hope you have a big, successful event this Saturday.
Thank you for having us.
All right, that'll do it here for today's show. In Focus, again, thanks to Dr. Bob Larson, Emily Kerr with Operation Christmas Child, and Dave Schaefer and Doug Tippin here with the Lions Club and Kansas Quality Woodworkers Arts and Crafts Show coming up this weekend.